بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, باب تلقين المحتضر لا إله إلا الله. The chapter on encouraging the person that is about to pass away to say the words لا إله إلا الله. Normally we refer to this as تلقين. تلقين means to encourage somebody to say these words. These are called تلقين, encouraging the person to say لا إله إلا الله. The beautiful characteristic of this kalima, لا إله إلا الله, find that there is an inward dimension and there is an outward, internal dimension and there is an external dimension. This heart of ours is an internal dimension and is an external dimension. External dimension, generally people are very careful about that this heart, if there is any blockages, if there is a high level of cholesterol, person is experiencing chest pains, etc. It's very careful now that the correct treatment must be administered, this heart must be taken care of, good care should be taken, good medication should be taken, good food should be taken to protect and look after the heart, the external heart. But the internal heart is much more important even than the external heart. And this internal heart is that heart that we would like it to be in the divine presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like one person so beautifully mentioned, he said that when a person is napak, a person is in the state of janabat, and that person is not allowed to come in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not correct for him to come in the masjid in that napak state. He needs to have a bath, he needs to become pak, and then he can come in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, how do we expect this heart of ours to be in the divine presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the heart is napak? And that heart is napak with the desires of woman, the desires of wealth, the desires of haram, the desires of all things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we want the tajalli and the nurariyat to reflect in our heart, to reflect, and we need to shine and clean the heart. And the heart naturally wants to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but these things are acting as shackles. That love for the property, the love for the wealth, the love for the things of this world, the love sometimes for even haram, these things are actually holding back that heart from moving in the direction of going towards the divine presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, when this kalima is recited, it's having an impact both on the inward and outward. Therefore the zikr of this kalima is such a great thing. That this words, one is the outward words of the kalima la ilaha illallah, and one is the inward dimension. It's cleaning the heart. It is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can benefit me, nothing can harm me. There is nothing that this heart should be attracted to besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the natural love that a person has for the family, has for his friends, there is nothing wrong with it. That is something that is in its place. But the inner recess of the heart, that is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing should be in the inside, the inner recess of the heart, except the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, even when a person is about to pass away, then at that moment also he is encouraged to recite this kalima la ilaha illallah. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man kana akhira kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhal al-jannah. Rawahu Abu Dawud. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever recites, whoever's last words are la ilaha illallah, this person will enter Jannah. And Nabi Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laqinu mawtakum la ilaha illallah. Rawahu Muslim. But Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu explains, and he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that encourage your dying, encourage the people that are about to pass away, encourage them to recite la ilaha illallah. So here ulama explain, now what is the adab, what is the etiquette of encouraging a person who's about to pass away to recite la ilaha illallah? First thing is, a person shouldn't be told at that moment, recite la ilaha illallah. Shouldn't tell him, read la ilaha illallah, because perhaps in his state, in his difficulty, in his mind, state of mind, etc., he says no. Actually, it becomes a very bad thing. He's saying no to reciting the kalima. But what method should be used is the people that are around him should read in such a voice that he can hear, the person who's passing away can hear. They should all be reciting la ilaha illallah. So automatically he's encouraged to recite la ilaha illallah, not that he's told to recite la ilaha illallah. Then other explanation, ulama, or the other thing that is important, is once a person recites la ilaha illallah, then the people around should stop reciting. Because now this has become his last word. If perhaps he starts talking about something else after that, then again this kalima should be recited, so that he is encouraged now to recite la ilaha illallah. Other thing ulama explain, it comes in the kitabs also, that Surah Yasin should be recited by the person that is passing away. It makes it easy for him because of the barakat of Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin should be read. The kalima person should be encouraged to read kalima. And if this This almost as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just wishing, Allah is looking for some excuse to put a person into Jannah. Doesn't matter what life he lived, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking, man kana akhira kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhal al-jannah. If this person's last words are la ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him to Jannah. Almost as though his whole life Allah Pak was giving him, encouraging him, that there's so many things you can do to get Jannah. Even now at this last moments in your life, just say la ilaha illallah, you'll get Jannah. Now this one, it doesn't mean that the person now, everything is absorbed. Whatever he's owing, it's necessary for him to make arrangements. Or for now, his heirs, etc., to make arrangements for these amounts that are owing, the things that he has done down people, all that should be made good. But what he's referring to is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's clemency, Allah's mercy is so great. Even at these last moments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give this person Jannah. Yes, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prerogative, whatever gunas a person did, that he'll go to the fire of Jahannam for cleansing. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his clemency and his mercy is such, he doesn't even want to send that person, it's his prerogative. But it's such a beautiful hadith, it gives us so much of hope, that even at that moment also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is taken, the person is getting Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.